This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Every once in a while, because it doesn't happen often, you meet someone or you come across something that strikes you deeply. And my guest today is that person. I first learned about Jacqueline Lemieux-Beaucourt, and I'm hoping I'm pronouncing that correctly, because a friend of mine who is becoming a very good friend sent me a book to honor the passing of my beloved Sophie, my doggie, last October. And the book struck me so deeply in its thoughtfulness, its beauty, its care, and its artistry that I just wanted to know more about the woman who put this together. And Jacqueline, no surprise, certainly when you see this book, is an artist. And she has a powerful story of her own that inspired this book. And this book is called Remember Me as Sun. Oh God, I'm gonna cry in this interview, I'm sorry. Remember Me as Sunshine, Love Notes from my dog. So I want you to meet Jacqueline. We're going to have a conversation with her about this book, how this book is intrinsically interwoven with her life. And we're going to do it all as soon as we take a short break from our sponsor. Keeps the lights on. So don't go away. Grab that fever beverage. You're listening to Bark and Swagger on Pet Life Radio, and I am Jody Teich, your host.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Bark and Swagger on Pet Life Radio. I'm Jody Teich, your host. We're here today with a very special guest. Her name is Jacqueline Lemieux-Beaucourt, and she is the author and artist behind a remembrance book called Remember Me as Sunshine, Love Notes from My Dog, which was probably the most beautiful gift I got when my beloved dog Sophie passed almost a year ago. I am so excited for you to meet Jacqueline and hear about her story, her inspiration for this book, more about this book. So welcome, Jacqueline.
Oh, thank you so much, Jody. I am truly honored. What a gift, truly. Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here today. I think that because there are so many people around the world who love our animals so profoundly and so deeply, like you and I, this is such a beautiful, beautiful gift, not only for if, sadly, a dog passes, or if it's yours or a friend's, but really just as an honor and remembrance to an animal that you love. So I'm very, very excited for you to share more about it. tell my listeners how this book came about, because the incident that sparked it was about 24 years ago. So tell everybody how this happened.
So my husband and I had bought an old rambling salt marsh farm in New England, in Massachusetts, and we were fixing up this old house. We had a little girl who was just turned 5. It was just this beautiful time in our life. And we had our dog, Boris, who we adored. Oh, my goodness. So he had come into our life when we were newly married, you know, that beautiful time where everything is just pure and simple. And here's this puppy. Oh, my gosh. Our lives were transformed. We loved this dog so much that we used to have Boris appreciation days. You know, we would like make his favorite food and take him to places. It was just pure love. And then our daughter's born, and it just builds on all of this. So we're restoring this old house in Massachusetts, this rambling old house. It was a 4-year restoration. And the very last bit of the restoration, we were having the kitchen painted. We hired some workers. We didn't know it. They shut off the smoke alarms, which were hardwired, and put newspaper into a recessed light fixture. The newspaper smoldered, fell onto their drop cloths, which were covered with solvents, created a bomb, exploded. And our dog was sleeping by our bed. He usually slept in the kitchen, and he stood up in the middle of the night, cold New England February night, and barked like we had never heard him bark before. It was a growling bark, like, my goodness, it was unlike anything. And my husband jumped up and grabbed our daughter, ran down the staircase first, I'm sorry. And when he went into the first level of the house and opened the kitchen door, floor to ceiling flames that just were fueled now by the oxygen in the room became a backdraft, and the whole house was engulfed. He grabbed our daughter. I ran back to grab our dog. And everything had changed. My husband ran out the door, and I was in a hallway thinking I was going to die. My dog by my side, Boris. Every step felt like 500. And I made it to the Newell post, and the flames are whipping around the staircase. There's paintings, there's chairs in the wave of fire. I mean, it's just extraordinary. And I made it to the door. Boris was by me, and the flames were whipping around the end of the frame of the door. And as I stepped out onto the porch, windows exploded and Boris went back. It was just a second.
Oh my God.
And we stood there and watched our bed catch on fire and fall through the living room floor, and the whole house was engulfed.
Oh my goodness. I'm so sorry.
Thank you. As artists, we had created everything in that house. It was a labor of love, and it was filled with love. I mean, everything. But to lose your dog, your best friend, was unbelievable. And that night I ran from fireman to fireman. Please, my dog, please. There was nothing they could do. I mean, you could not enter the house. It was gone.
An inferno.
My goodness.
Yeah.
So my husband runs to our next door neighbor's house. I'm standing there in disbelief, watching everything burn, my books, my portfolios, everything.
Lives.
And our dog, unbelievable. Then in this one moment, with all those down comforters and pillows and all that New England stuff that you have, out of this burst of fire, as high into the sky as you could see, all these white feathers exploded into the sky, thousands and thousands and thousands of them, and just fell all over me. It was one of the most beautiful, heartbreaking experiences.
Wow.
That moment, I just knew in my heart we were going to be okay. I don't know. Something was okay. There was a bigger picture. And shortly after, we had had 2 miscarriages right before the fire and then 1 after the fire. And out of the blue, we get pregnant with twins. And there's a little boy, girl, and we name our son Colin Boris Beaucourt after our dog. So this book came out of this desire to use my talents to make something that really felt worthy of this experience. Because for me, everything changed when my perspective changed. So when at first it was my house burnt down, my dog died, it was now I survived a fire and my dog saved my life. And so I wanted to honor him and all dogs who are with us during all these moments in our lives, who hold us, who are our confidants, our best friends, our soulmates, right? And so we moved to California, and this is a beautiful, beautiful place to be. But I was missing New England, and we still have our home there. We're renting here, you know, transitional time. And as I was going back and forth across this country, visiting my family back in New England, checking on the house, things like that, I always sat by the window and just was in awe that I'm here on this earth because of my dog. Mm-hmm. Started thinking about him, and I just started writing down all these little sentiments from him to me. And I just filled these little notebooks with them. And it turned into something that I wanted to capture. And so I took those love notes. So sweet.
She has to insert herself in everything. Continue, Jacqueline.
That just made me so happy. Oh. Okay. Oh, beautiful.
Suki, my cat, has entered the studio and she's made herself known. Please continue, Jacqueline.
So as I started writing these notes and capturing them, I started formulating them into this bigger picture where I started meeting these dogs in our neighborhood that all had stories. And somehow these love notes and poems matched personalities or matched a story, something connected. So I started photographing all these older dogs or soulful dogs, but most of them were in their golden years. And then I started planting the flowers our dog would have seen on a walk. I started making everything or naturally and collecting things that made sense to our lives and different times in our lives with our dog. And from him speaking to me, I wrote back to him visually. So then I used all these big sheets of hand-painted paper and re-photographed everything exactly as you see it in the book, because it was so important that everything be real, like the love of a dog. Everything be exact. I mean, the butterflies are certified by the U.S. government that they died a natural life cycle. To the extent everything in this book is love and honesty and purity, like the love of a dog. The stars on one page, in this room where I'm sitting right now, is where I photographed everything because the light was just lovely at a certain time of day, just on the floor. And I took glassine paper and cut out stars and placed them all over these windows and waited till the light came down on low levels and photographed it and just lost myself in wanting to make something as beautiful as I could and something that I would give as a gift. That was also important, that it be something that I was feeling was worthy of Boris, of me being on this earth, of using my talents, of on the receiving end, someone who opens this book knowing that someone really cares about the experience and about your journey and honoring them. So everything symbolic, every single thing.
Yes. I mean, to hear you talk about it, Jacqueline, I know for me, and I'm sure I won't be alone, the thoughtfulness and the deep meaning, the spirit, the attention to detail, all of it, artistry that went into this book, it just jumps off of every page. And I want to bring it to life a little bit for our listeners. There will be some photos. I definitely want to include some photos. And actually, what you're going to see too, if you go onto the Bark and Swagger page of the Pet Life Radio site, you're going to see one or two photos of what that house looked like when the fire went out. And it is a disaster area. And the thought that this is what our dogs do.
Yes.
They save our lives in so many profound ways, from literally like what Boris did for you and your husband and your daughter, to emotionally when it allows us to get through another day, that love. So it's, I want people to understand the immensity in this book. And hearing you describe it is very, very helpful. And you will see some pictures of it. But just to sort of give listeners an idea. So every page has a little poem that was inspired by, I guess, downloads from Boris, thoughts of Boris.
Yes. I channeled him. I actually
downloads. I love it.
Every morning I wake up and say thank you. Just I'm here on this earth because of you. And yeah. The photo on the cover of the book, the house burned to the ground. This photo, we found it in the woods behind the house.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I just got chills.
There are so many stories. And then I have to share one other thing because I think.
Please. I mean, this is incredible stuff.
Our daughter was just married. And we just
came back. Congratulations.
Thank you. And the reason why I'm saying that is because in the back of the book is one of the last photos, is a little bouquet of dog bottles.
Yes.
After Boris passed, I planted a hill on the land where the house was of dog violets to remember him. And this little girl that my husband had in his arms and we ran out of the house was just married last weekend, and I had gone to the house back in Massachusetts, and I had spoken to her about this, and I picked hundreds of those dog violets and pressed them, and they were in her wedding invitation that just went out. So when I say everything in this book has meaning,
yes,
but I didn't want it to be about me. I wanted it to be about love, and that if everything is done from the heart and the experience that you have with your animals is that experience of love, I wanted this to be that reflection of it. That was my design. You know?
Absolutely. And the fact that animals, especially dogs, because we're out and about with our dogs more than people with cats, are such a door opener, bridge to and between us and others. Mm-hmm. Everybody has a story of someone they've met because of their dogs, right? So these animals and that love is such an icebreaker and a beeline to authenticity. Because when you start talking about your dogs with each other, you know, it goes straight to the heart. And so it's that authenticity, too, that you have so beautifully tapped into with this book and with all of these life incidents that are just Boris coming in again and again and again.
And again and again. There are so many gifts that I've received from him. I've been going into schools and reading my book and showing the children how I honored our dog by making some photos with the children. And then we write love notes to our pets. And the stories that the children have been sharing about someone who lived next door and they moved and their dog moved as well, and how sad they were, not only for the loss of a friend who might have been an adult, but because they had said hello to that dog every day. How connected we are through animals constantly. And men, that older men, how beautiful, wanting to share a story about a dog that they loved, who they said was everything to them. And opening up that portal to sharing, to love, to honoring. And it's just this constant holding of each other through our animals, right? Through
yes, our dogs. Absolutely. We're going to take a short break for our sponsor. But before we do, I want people to picture this. Every page that you turn to in this book has a beautifully photographed, because you are a photographer, you're an artist, a beautifully photographed dog with some wonderful, natural, meaningful flower on the page, sort of juxtaposed with that dog in some really artistic, beautiful way, or, you know, alongside something pops out at you, and a poem, a short poem that is tapping into our profound love for our dogs and the downloads from Boris. I recommend this book for everyone who has ever loved a dog and who may know someone who has lost a dog. And with that, we are going to be right back. We're going to take a short break from our sponsors, but don't go away, because when we come back, I'm going to ask Jacqueline to share some stories about some of the beautiful dogs that she photographed in this book that she met in that neighborhood. And we'll hear some stories about the dogs that are now immortalized in Remember Me as Sunshine. So refresh that beverage, get cozy, and we'll be right back.
Gifts for my pets, sparkle and love, under the tree.
Elevate your cat's eating experience with the Cat Tree Tray. The Cat Tree Tray keeps your cat's food off the floor and is conveniently located on the cat tree. Go to cattreetray.com. Bring home a luxury French bulldog from the world-famous Tom King's Kennel. Premium French bulldogs from excellent European bloodlines. Superior puppy care and lifetime health guarantee for your perfect companion. Use code TOMKINGSMAGIC for a magical holiday discount. Visit TomKingsKennel.com and find your perfect Frenchie today. Your pets will be over the moon with sparkly jewelry from Over the Moon Jewelry. Beautiful handcrafted matching jewelry for you and your pet. Wire-wrapped, beaded contemporary necklaces, bracelets, and charms. Go to OverTheMoonJewelry.com.
Gifts for my pets. Joy in the air. Unwrapping dreams without a care.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back. If you've just joined, we're here today with Jacqueline Lemieux Beaucourt, the very, very gifted artist and heart behind Remember Me as Sunshine, Love Notes from My Dog, an absolutely beautiful remembrance book that I received as a gift when my Sophie passed. Jacqueline, you have such beautiful photographs in this book of dogs that you said you met in the neighborhood that you moved to in California. And you told a beautiful story of a young girl who was feeling sad because one of the dogs that she met as her neighbor that she had said hi to every day had moved away with the family. Every doggy has a story. And I'm just wondering if there are a couple that stand out for you from the dogs that you photographed and if you'd share them.
Yeah, I would be honored to. So I think I'll start with Pearl.
Oh, she's beautiful. We'll have a picture of Pearl. Can we get a picture of Pearl to put up on the page? Great. So you'll be able to see Pearl when you listen to the show.
I met Pearl in our local car repair place. The loveliest people, truly loveliest. And there was Pearl. She has three legs and she has a scar around her body where when they adopted her, they think she was possibly caught in a chain. And she is the loveliest soul, the gentlest, most just beautiful spirit. And so I asked if I could photograph her. But it was important to me that I just photograph her essence and not her disabilities. So they had named her Pearl for that string, that scar around her body. And for me, I wanted to also honor her strength. And so that's why she's on this page with these rocks that are from my collection that have a line around them. And I don't know if you know, in when you find one that has a line completely around, you make a wish, and that's sort of a little tradition. So those are from my collection of rocks with a little line around them, because every time I found one rock with a line around it, my strength was restored and I made a wish. And when I met Pearl, I felt this connection to her of her strength as well. So what a gift.
That is beautiful. Do you know where that comes from, making a wish when you find a rock with a line around it? I'm going to have to look that up, because that is a really beautiful thing I'd never heard.
Well, where should I heard that either? And then someone shared it with me. I'm like, well, yeah. So I've always picked up a rock and then made a wish just and put it in my pocket. And then, there's so many. Let me quickly. It's impossible to go quickly. But here's this beautiful dog. When this dog was adopted.
That is Baby.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see Baby. We'll get a picture of Baby too, so you can see.
Baby, when Baby was adopted, Baby had bleach stripes all over its body to make it look like a zebra.
Oh my goodness.
And the bleach marks had turned into burns on his body. It was just heartbreaking. Ooh.
Do something like that. Oh my God.
And the owner, the woman who adopted him, just adored him and brought him back to his essence of who. So when I photographed him, I turned those lines into rays of sunflowers. So that's why he's in the sun, because those lines had to be the spirit of the sun and of the beauty of that wonderful. Oh, and this big Great Dane puts his head on my shoulder and just leans into me, and most soulful, spirited, so lovely. And then this is Heather. When I met Heather, she was walking with her owner, and she was behind her owner's leg. And I was just down the street with a conversation, said, hello, how are you today? And didn't even realize that Heather was there. And we started talking, and I said, oh my goodness, I didn't even see your lovely dog. She said, oh, well, she's quite shy, and she's feeling a little sad because my mother just passed away, who was 101.
Wow.
Ah, she's missing her.
Oh, wow.
Oh, may I photograph her? And she said, well, I'm not sure, she's very shy. And I said, well, let me try if it's okay with you. So she lives nearby. I had never met this woman before. And I went over, and I just said the woman's name over and over again. And Heather looked at me, and it's one of my favorite photos with her little ear up.
Oh, my goodness.
Family could listen. And so these are all forget-me-nots on this page. And what I did was I made these tiny little mounds just around a toothpick and cut them and placed them all over the paper. And then quickly had to cut all these forget-me-nots and put them down, because that's the only way it would look natural on these pages. It couldn't be all photoshopped and, it needed to be real.
Authentic.
And so when I look at her and how lovely she is, I just remember that moment of her looking at me and just feeling this connection.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, every dog is special here. Every single dog. And I could go on and on and on.
Yeah.
And then the other thing that happens with this book is when you turn the pages, I wanted to have a modern take on the Rainbow Bridge. So it also has, so the whole idea is that it feels like a rainbow. So
you're feeling things. Oh, that is fabulous. Meaning we got to tell people, because they're not seeing this, that the colors of the pages were also very carefully.
Very carefully, but it's a modern thing.
So it's like, and the colors are so beautiful. So it's like a modern rainbow when you flip through.
Modern rainbow, yes. And then at the beginning of the book are the love notes that are tied together with a little blue ribbon. And then the end of the book, the very last page, is the ribbon that symbolically you've read the love notes.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. I didn't know that piece. I didn't think of that. So what's left is the ribbon.
The ribbon, right.
Yeah.
And you add your memories, because there's pages to add your reflections. Symbolically take that ribbon and tie it around and place in here your room, your love. And then you can write your dog's name on the front page.
Yes, which I did.
And there's a place to put their photo if you'd like. That's why this page is blank too.
Yeah. Yeah. You've thought of everything. And you also included something I remember when I got this as a gift that I thought was really beautiful and different, which was this little square that you're able to plant. Can you tell my audience about that?
I include a little paper seeded heart. They're made in North America. And they're natural, all handmade, and they're North American wildflower seeds that attract butterflies. The whole idea is that you write your dog's name or not, it doesn't matter, but it is nice to just say thank you. Even to your pet who's in your life right now, you know, thank you for being in my life. And put something in the ground and watch it come to life and see this beautiful little flower appear. And then a butterfly connected to it and spirit. So everything is just a cycle going back again and again to give back, to have an awareness, an appreciation, as a moment of celebrating and honoring in every day, right? Because
absolutely,
when you're present in your day and you have your dog with you, or you see something differently because of that walk that you've had with your dog, what a gift that is, right? And so to really take time and hold that.
Be present. What is so striking to me is that in the tragedy and sadness of the fire and losing Boris, how many beautiful, beautiful things, gifts you call them, and they are, have come out of this, and how many lives you are touching. Instagram, Dogs of Instagram just featured your book. I mean, that's a lot of followers. How many lives you are touching.
Thank you.
That
I feel
make a profound difference in that life. And it's just such a beautiful ripples in a pond that go on and on kind of thing. Where can people find you, Jacqueline?
So the best place is through my website, because then I hand wrap everything for you and I
include
the heart and I box it beautifully.
I can attest to all of this, everyone. It comes as a really beautiful, beautiful gift.
I wanted the experience to be worthy of that love of a dog. You can buy it on Amazon, which I don't know is there, but when you buy it from me, I'm able to do more for the experience. So
absolutely. And tell everyone your website.
rememberme.sunshine.com.
There you have it. What about on social? Are there any social channels you'd like people to know about?
On Instagram, rememberme.sunshine, and on Facebook. I'm so busy. It's just me here doing this. And I'm so busy in my community doing things, working for the San Diego Humane Society, volunteering. Volunteering in schools, you know, going into schools, speaking, being part of community, that I'm not as much on social media as I probably should be.
You're living life. You're out in the world, which is something that ties beautifully and makes so much sense in with all the authenticity and realness of what you've done. So I think that we need more of that today. Yeah?
I do. When you're present, everything changes. After the fire, my yoga teacher used to say to me, the earth will hold you. And I would go to the land. The house was burnt down. It was winter. And I would take off my shoes and stand in the snow and just say, hold me, hold me. I felt untethered. You know, everything was just so big and so uncertain. But I am so grateful to be on this earth, to be present with you, to have this connection with other people because of Boris. My heart is full. And if this is my opportunity to use my talents to give back, then that's what I'm here for.
It's beautiful. Thank you so much for spending this time with us today, Jacqueline.
Thank you. I'm honored, truly. Thank you.
Oh, please. I'm honored to have you here. And Gina, thank you for introducing me to Jacqueline. Thank you, Gina. And thank all of you for listening. Thanks to our producer, Mark Winter. Mark, you make us sound so good. We love you for it. My passion is health. Definitely natural healing and living stylishly, which is why we're here, because this is a very stylish book. Also, animal rescue. So tune in next time to discover the designers, home decor, artists, rescue stories I love. So until next time, when fierce fashion calls, bark and swagger.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.